From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. When the coronavirus took hold in South Florida, it could not have come at a worse time for one of the region's biggest industries, fishing. The virus shut down charter captains, tour boats, and a boating industry that generates billions. Suddenly, some of Florida's most heavily trafficked waters are quiet. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich found this extraordinary pause could hold an invaluable lesson.
On a balmy evening in February, before the COVID-19 pandemic shut down South Florida, Captain Bouncer Smith steered his 33-foot open fisherman into government cut. High-rises along the Miami skyline glowed like lanterns. On board, a group of customers had just hooked a tarpon. In a video Smith later posted, you can hear their amazement as they get their first glimpse of the fish. The tarpon looks tired, but suddenly it explodes out of the dark water.
Nice fish.
Its scales are the size of silver dollars and catch either the boat's light or the moonlight. This is the time of year when South Florida fishing is at its best, when a day on the water can feel like its own special universe, completely disconnected from the noisy asphalt shore just a few miles away. Other parts of the country mark the arrival of spring with melting snow. In South Florida, it's landing big fish. Now, like bars and restaurants and hotels, the business is shut down.
I get a couple of cancellations every day. You know, people holding out as long as they can before they give up.
Smith has been running charters for more than 50 years in South Florida. He's kind of the dean of Biscayne Bay, with a pile of world records and a prime slip near the entrance to the Miami Beach Marina. He's also among the most vulnerable to the coronavirus. He's been home since March 20th.
I hit all the marks for why to quarantine yourself.
He talked to us via FaceTime.
I'm over 70 years old. I have diabetes, I have some heart issues, and I have a really bad track record with pneumonia.
It's a sign of the pandemic's power to see someone who spent nearly every day of the last half century on the water confined to an easy chair. And he's one of hundreds of guides and charter captains in a recreational saltwater fishing industry that generates more than $9 billion a year for Florida.
I haven't talked to a guide here yet that hasn't been canceled multiple days, if not the entire season.
Captain Steve Friedman is the Commodore of the Florida Keys Fishing Guides Association. He says between March and June is when many captains make their money for the year to pay bills, fix boat engines, or replace worn-out gear.
Everything else after that is essentially gravy.
They've been hit with hard times before. Hurricane Irma decimated the Keys in 2017. Dorian prompted a brief evacuation for visitors last year. There were also those algae blooms on the West Coast that drove away clients. The pandemic is a whole different matter.
You can't even try to make a paycheck if you wanted to.
It's forced Friedman to do something he never imagined, file for unemployment.
I was tracking down every penny I could find.
He worries about some of the older guides who've spent more days on the water than land. All this is bad news for the guides, but if they can survive, there's actually something that has them kind of hopeful.
It looks like a ghost town, right? Because there's nobody out.
Gerald Alt's been studying reef fish and the fish that live in Florida's grassy flats since 1993. He's the Marine Ecosystems Chair at the University of Miami's Rosenstiel School. He also lives on Key Biscayne. And boat traffic is something else he's been watching for decades.
So the park, for example, you know, has maybe a 500,000 visitors a year on the water. And when you look at it on specific holidays, it's a logjam on the water.
He says South Florida's swelling population directly correlates with the shrinking number of fish. And he says the number of boats on the water is basically doubling every 13 years.
By 2030, we may see 2 million vessels in Florida waters, which is, you know, loving the resource literally to death.
Alt recently redid a study from 20 years ago that looked at snapper and grouper, two of the commercial fishery's most valuable fish. That study found 70% were overfished. He says since then, the numbers have only gotten worse. The new study is coming out soon. So what does the coronavirus have to do with fish? Alt says with fewer boats on the water, fish are basically getting a break.
Suddenly, the entire Florida Reef Track is a no fishing zone, right? I mean, de facto.
And that is like an experiment on what happens if you restrict fishing in some areas. A no-fishing zone in the Dry Tortugas is helping revive the snapper and grouper around the remote islands off Key West. But similar plans in the Keys and near the mainland have always gotten shot down. With fewer tourists in the Keys, we could also see clearer water, which could help seagrass beds and coral reefs where fish spawn. Henry Brisegno researches water pollution at Florida International University. He samples water around the Keys for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
So that means that at the end of that pipeline of pollution and problems, we are having less contaminants.
They say that even at this time of terrible loss, there may be an extraordinary opportunity to understand some of the problems South Florida has been struggling with for decades.
Right now, we're all fretting for our lives, but in the long run, you know, the quality of life is driven by the environment that we live in.
If people just stopped fishing for a year, what an impact it would have on the fish. I hope this isn't a year, because that'd be a real bummer.
It'd be a bummer because Smith planned on retiring in June. He'd quietly started telling his colleagues, his co-captain A.B. Raymond, and others that this would be his last season. For those who don't fish, it may be hard to fathom just what that means. Captain Bouncer started guiding when the Beatles were still performing. He's an actual pioneer in fishing who helped perfect this kind of fantastical method of kite fishing for sailfish. Sailfish are one of the ocean's fastest fish, and they forage at the surface, so they can be hard to catch. So while Bouncer steers the boat, usually with a Diet Coke in his hand, AB jumps from rigging to rigging. Bouncer and Abby took my daughter on her first sail fishing trip after she said it was the only thing she wanted for Christmas a couple of years ago. When she hooked her fish, it went nuts jumping. It certainly seemed capable of pulling her 100-pound frame overboard, and Abby stayed right by her side. Before I hang up, Smith asks about my family.
Yeah, be sure and say hello to your family for me, because I sure miss them.
I ask if he still plans to retire.
I could retire without ever going fishing again. I don't think I could handle that.
He says he'll have to see how things play out. Certainly, it's not the end he imagined. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Yesterday, Miami-Dade County's mayor said that marinas would be part of a plan to reopen parks. Exactly when is not yet clear. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.